What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com, Big Ken here. So today's topic will be, do I want to own a truck? That's an interesting question. And something I've been thinking about. Oh, by the way, I'm Ken Rule, truck driver for a total of 10 years, going on 11 years. And pretty much I do podcasts and all types of stuff. To check my YouTube channel out, howtotruckdriver101.com is my blog. Haven't done a post there in a while, but I will do soon. And you can go check out one of my my YouTube channel, which is over 200 videos now, and my podcast, which you can get on iTunes. And I also post those audios up on YouTube. So, pretty much what you'll get from this is helpful information. This is me researching, starting this part. It'll be another series talking about whether I think I might become an owner-operator. So, first of all, why would you become an owner-operator? That's where we'll start there. Being an owner-operator basically means that it does not mean you make more money. It does mean you have more control. Anybody who's got any experience in trucking is going to tell you it does not mean that you're going to necessarily have more money, because the truth is we get paid cost. You know, cost experience is cost experience. What the hell am I talking about? Anyway, we get paid a certain percentage, and that cost doesn't really change just because you own the truck. So a lot of times a guy might quote you that he's getting paid, say, $6 a mile because he's got his own authority. Well, that didn't take out insurance, taxes, and lots of stuff that just eat it all up. And a lot of times you may make $1,000 a week. If you've been in it for a while, you might meet a guy out there who's making $1,500. If you're a smart guy, you're going to have an older truck. That way you don't have a truck note, and that's a bill that you don't need. And that can get you an extra $500 a week. I was talking to a truck driver about 3 or 4 years ago. He worked for Landstar Transportation. Just as a Landstar Transportation. I think it's Landstar Transportation. But Landstar. You can look them up. They're an owner-operator company where you dispatch yourself. The thing about Landstar is that a lot of guys go to Landstar, don't understand to make the really good money, you got to build the company and then do what you want within what restrictions building the company creates, if that makes sense. In other words, if I say I want to be an owner-operator, I have to accept the fact that I have to make the company first. Let me cut this fan off. I'm sure you guys can hear it. I have to make the company first. Then I have to actually get what I want out of it. So, and then I have to also go for what it really gives me. Owning my own company will give me control over my life. That's it. Okay. What does that mean? Well, that means if I wanted to work all year, say next year I start on operating in February or March. That means if I wanted to work all year and then take October, November, December off, I could do that. That's what I get being an owner operator with a company that'll treat me with my own authority. And what I mean by treating me like I have my own authority. In other words, I don't have to pay that authority insurance. When you have your own authority, it's really high insurance. And you have a lot of risk and you have a lot of organization you need to build. If you go with a company, there are companies that will treat you like that and let you negotiate your own deals. That's the best way to go. If I do it, I have to think about, like, but you got to keep the financial end. You know what I mean? Obviously, there's a certain amount I want. So, obviously, I'd love to get back to making $1,000 a week. I don't mind travel, but if I go back to traveling over the road, I'm definitely going to want more control where I go. But at the same time, I've got to let the money be the dictator. So what that means is that, no, I won't go to New York, but if I see $3 a mile, I will go to New York. Because that's how the industry, that's what you got to do when you build a business. You have to serve your business. There is also a reality that I could turn around and hire somebody and have them run the truck. And that wouldn't be bad, but then I'd have to worry about hiring the wrong employee. I could go with FedEx, which is a local owner-operator division. They have a local owner-operating. You could also haul Tanker, which is also local owner-operating, which means I wouldn't have to go so much all over the road. and hiring somebody wouldn't be bad because then I would still be in town and I could keep working for the same company I work for now. One of the benefits of doing what I do now is hauling auto parts is that we've only got maybe, 15 weeks left of actual work. In November and December, we're only going to work 2 weeks. And probably in October, we'll probably work maybe the full month of October. Next month in September, we'll probably be off for 2 weeks towards the end of the month. So as a result, that means I'll have a lot of time. You know what I mean? And if I had to manage a truck and do that, it would not be bad. Now, I'm not thrilled about where I work at right now, but I don't hate it. It's not really a bad company. It's just has little issues. I'm not a politic guy. You know, when you do local freight, there's a lot more politics in it, you know, because there's a lot of competing. You know, in the offices, your dispatcher is competing directly with another person who's sick of being the over-the-road dispatcher who wants to compete with the local dispatcher, you know, and that all affects you. Then you got the idiots who try to run game on you because they're having freight issues, and instead of being adults dealing with that issue and talking to you like an adult, they don't know how, you know. So you have to deal with a lot more politics when you're local. And I'm sure that translates into being someone who owner operates as well. But the difference would be having more of a life. You know what I mean? Having more, being more home, but at the same time, you know, being home more, excuse me. But at the same time, I still miss the road. I mean, some days, honestly, I'd rather be on the road. I'm so sick of being... the run I do now, I go out a little ways out of Detroit and then I go to where I work at and then back. And it's like, I miss the road a little bit, but if I do it, what's the reality though? Like the truth is like, I'll make maybe if I don't drive a truck, I could probably make 10% on the truck, whatever it'll make in a year, whatever it'll make a year. So let's say the truck makes about, it makes about $100,000 a year. Or if I get lucky, maybe I'll find something that makes $200,000 a year. Maybe I'll make 10% of that, $20,000 or so. So I think about, I'm going to say $10,000 or $20,000. And then you build up from there. I could be completely wrong, by the way. And I'm saying 10%. I don't think that's 10%. But, I mean, that's what you're going to be looking at, though. About $100,000. Probably 10% of that, you know, and I'm probably looking at $10,000, $20,000 a year, probably guaranteed after I pay bills. Now, if I bought three trucks, that would be good, but that requires time and building. So the question is, do I want to invest the time in building a small fleet and kind of separate myself from what I have to do every day? And that's an interesting question. And the ultimate result is, do I want to still be in trucking 10 to 15 years from now? And so I can own 50, 60 trucks, making me about $10,000 a year per truck, you know? Because if you can get, you start out with one truck, that's $10,000 a year. And you also got to consider saving money for the maintenance and everything. So you're probably looking at, in the first year, you're probably looking at about $10,000. I think maybe in the next year you get $20,000. And so that gives you a total of $30,000 to put towards your next truck. And by the time you start building up a fleet, you're looking at maybe, say, a new truck every 3 or 2 years. You're probably looking at by 10 years, you'll be profitable, where all you'll have to do is own and have other people operate your truck. Then the question is, I have to look, all right, if I invest another 10 years, can I build or find drivers to drive my trucks? And that's another question, like, can I do that? Now, I'm pretty good with people, but I don't know if I'm that good with people. So then I have to look at hiring a recruiter or possibly finding a team to run my truck. Now, teams can be like crack cocaine. I mean, let's be honest. Teams, I mean, if you find a good team, any owner operator will tell you that you can make some good money. But the problem is that if your team leaves, you lose both drivers and you still have a contract to fulfill. Like if I went to FedEx and I had a team contract, well, I got to fulfill that contract even if my team leaves. So how the hell do I do that? You know, so these are the questions you got to ask yourself when you're thinking about doing this. And am I committed to this for 10 years to get to the point where I don't have to continue to work? So that's another question. Plus, it's not the only business I have. I have online businesses. I have other things that I'm also doing. And I don't have time. I have time to do those because I am in the automotive industry with tons of layoffs. But is it worth it for me? You know, I mean, if those other businesses continue to do what they're doing, and let's say they take off, am I still going to do this 10-year commitment? Because it's been 10 years in trucking. I expected to be leaving probably this year, but things didn't work out the way I wanted them to. So what do I really want to do? So do I want to own operate? And I never wanted to be an own operator because not even really out of a reason. It's just something I never thought about. So these are the things you need to consider. I will continue to research it. I'll continue to talk about it. And this is part one of a continuing series. We'll break down the financials in the next one as I continue to research it and hopefully answer some of your own questions. But those are the things you need to be asking yourself too. All right, guys, truckdriver101.com. Hopefully that's helpful of my internal monologue. Talk to you guys later.